I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good news, bad news. Which do you want first, Danny?
I'm a big bad news first guy.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Dan Fouts?
Yeah, he was a great passer.
Friend of the program?
Yeah.
A little scheduling issue and is getting on a flight at a time he wasn't anticipating.
Ah.
He will not be joining us at 12:30.
Oh, so that would qualify as bad news.
We will get with Dan Fouts in the very near future on Grant and Danny.
We'll have a chat with Dan.
He's a regular with us throughout the football season. Good news is we got a chance to take some calls next segment on what you and I are about to talk about.
There we go.
We didn't originally have time for our listeners to chime in. We are the fan. This is about the fans, and now we do. So that is your good news. Here is how this is going to work. We want to know what's at stake this weekend for the Redskins. We want to know if they win, how you're going to be feeling, and if they lose, how you're going to be feeling. I think this is a really fun week to have this discussion, which we have before a lot of Redskins games for the record. If they win, ellipses, if they lose, ellipses. And I don't mean necessarily for the team. We've done that.
Mm-hmm.
For you as a fan. Let me go first here, Danny.
Go.
If the Redskins win, everything is possible. If the Redskins beat the Chiefs, and in the span of 8 days in two nationally televised primetime games, dethrone the two best teams in arguably the best division in football, both of whom were ranked in everybody's top four or five in power rankings going into that two-week stretch, the Redskins can beat anyone on their schedule. The Redskins will be 3-1 through four going into a bye week with a game against San Francisco to launch their second quarter out of the bye week that they should win with 2 weeks to prepare. They are very realistically at that point a 4-1 football team. When is the last time the Redskins were a 4-1 football team?
Were they 4-1 that weird first Zorn year where they started 5-2?
That would be the only possibility they have other than when they were like 7-1 before they collapsed the year that Michael Westbrook took off his helmet.
Yeah.
And they went 8-7-1.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually talking to Marv Kispatin about that season. You remember Marv Kispatin?
Of course I do.
Such a good Redskin. He owns a sports bar I frequent in Alexandria called Lucky's. And he's there all the time because he runs the place.
He owns it, yeah.
But we were talking about that season literally a week ago. That's in the late 90s. The Redskins could potentially, if they beat the Chiefs, they will be very likely 4-1. But you start thinking about, is this team playoff bound? Is this team potentially really good? They beat the Raiders and the Chiefs in 8 days.
They were 4-1. Year one was Zorn. They lost to the Giants, beat the Saints, Cardinals, Cowboys, and Eagles to go 4-1. That's the last time.
So basically, once I would venture to guess in the 2000s.
2008.
Because I know they were 3-1 1 year with Rex Grossman quarterbacking under Shanahan.
And that win was so bad at St. Louis that they benched Rex Grossman.
They were also 3-1. I think I'm not crazy on this. With Patrick Ramsey quarterbacking when they were wearing white on white under Steve Spurrier. Do you remember that? There was like a win over the Jets in there, maybe that Thursday night football
game. Which one? Year one or year two? Because year one, they were 5-11. Not very good.
I'm guessing it's not that one.
Oh, it's got to be year one. They were 7-9.
That year, I believe they started 3-1 wearing white on white.
No, it wasn't that year. They were 2-2 in the first Spurrier year.
So go back to the 5-11. Not very good.
5-11. Not very good.
Did you quit from a golf course, Steve?
Sure did.
All right, here we go.
Let's see.
Maybe they were 3-1.
Were they? Wins over who?
The Jets.
Yep.
The Falcons.
Yeah.
Overtime loss. A heartbreaker against the Giants. That was when they were running the hell out of
4-0.
That was the pitching and catching game. That was when they were running the hell out of the football. But Spurrier was like,
well, shoot nice. I got to throw it.
I don't know why he's Ross Perot in my impression. Whatever. You know who they beat in week four?
I don't.
This is something.
The Patriots.
The New England Patriots.
I'll bet you that game was on September 28th.
Correct.
On this day.
Correct.
I remember that because I bought my brother tickets to that game for his birthday and they beat the Patriots. That's right.
And that was a game where they got jobbed on the most obvious review in the history of the world, by the way.
What year was that?
That's going to be 2003.
That was 14 years ago today.
2003.
They improved to 3-1. Think about that, though. Danny, if they beat the Chiefs, the world is our oyster. I think at that point, Worst case scenario, even if everything goes off the rails, the Redskins aren't in big trouble again until the second half of the season. Because you could lose four straight and be 3-5 and still kind of in the thick of things.
NFL teams go 3-1 routinely. We are now remembering the exceptional cases in Redskins history where they were 3-1. And the whole world is ahead of them. There's a funny moment in the underrated comedy Juno where the teenage girl is pregnant with Michael Cera's baby. And she is talking to her stepmom who wants to get a dog. It's this little thing. We're just talking about a team going 3-1.
Right.
And they're having this conversation. And then Juno says to the mom, oh, dream big. Meaning like your dreams aren't that big. You just want a dog. Like one day
she's
when I leave the
patronizing.
House.
Patronizing.
Yeah, she's patronizing. Redskins fans, if we're 3-1, dream big. Just simply means that we're not a laughingstock. If they beat these two good teams, you get to have reasonable conversations in sports bars without being laughed at.
But this
you
won't get to have be fun. A 3-1 though, like that Redskins 3-1 we just looked at.
I know.
The Zorn 3-1. We're talking about the Raiders and the Chiefs. When the schedule came out and the Junkies did the first of their 14 segments where they ranked wins and losses, because I think they did that every 2 weeks or something like that. The first time they did that, the second time, and still the 14th time, you had to always have the Redskins losing to the Raiders. You had to always have the Redskins losing to the Chiefs. Now, maybe you had them beating the Rams and beating the Eagles, so you had them at 2-2.
Yeah.
And maybe you're only a game off, which doesn't seem like a big deal. But if they beat those two teams in the span of a week and a day, everyone around the NFL is going to be talking about the Redskins next week. And because they go into the bye week, that's the euphoria.
They're
that
leading conversations.
Heavenly.
This is NFL Network stuff. The handsome Dan Helley with his perfect hair, not one out of place. We'll be going, guys. I'll be staring at his mouth because it just makes beautiful sounds.
Understand.
Guys. The Washington Redskins. And then they're going to go, the Redskins, let me tell you something. They're going to talk about the team in a good way. Not the, well, another disaster. Not one of those like, guys, I'm hearing another leak from my special inside source in Washington where this is a shebangus tied to a hot air balloon that's turned on its side by gale forced winds. None of that crap. This is the how good are they kind of a thing. You got a whole extra week in terms of the bye to just to bask in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. This is such a great time if they win.
Let's go to JC in Round Hill, wants to call us on Grant and Danny. How are you, sir?
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
how are you doing today?
Good, man.
Hey, if we beat the Chiefs, we may go undefeated the rest of the way. If we are.
What an insane thing for you to say.
But I love it.
But you know
I
what?
Know.
Why not?
It's a homer move. It's a homer pick. Why not? If they're competitive, I'll be just fine. I just need them to compete and look like a formidable team and not get boat raced. That's all I care about.
I'm 100% lockstep, by the way.
JC's point is a crazy one, and we can laugh at it, and we did. If they beat the Chiefs, there's not a team as good as Kansas City on their schedule the rest of the way, as of right now.
Right.
That could change, obviously. Seattle, when you play them, maybe is better than the Chiefs in that moment. Again, realize that Kansas City is number one in mostly all of the NFL power rankings right now. Are you going to play a team that's number one in the power rankings again this season? I don't know.
Probably not, you would say.
And are you going to string together back-to-back wins over the Raiders and the Chiefs, teams of that caliber again?
What it means is that you give yourself a chance to have a bogey. Have a game, oh man, we didn't play real well at Arizona for
correct.
Whatever the millionth reason in a row.
I think the Raiders game made up for your Eagles game already. So
uh-huh.
You're kind of back to even footing to get to me to my 7-9 type record.
Yep.
The Chiefs game makes up for a loss you're not supposed to suffer, which is going to happen in the second half of the season, or even maybe it's San Francisco.
Because it's the league. That's what happens.
Maybe you beat Kansas City, we're going nuts, they're 3-1. Then you lose to San Francisco, and you're 3-2 through 5. Because I've got them 3-2 through 5 with a loss to Kansas City and a win over San Francisco. Maybe it's the inverse of that.
Yeah, how you get there.
Let's go to Moise in Manassas. How are you, pal?
What's up, guys?
What's up, dude?
So if they win this game, that would be, and I hate to make this comp, it'd be like last year's Dallas team. Maybe they lose the first game, then go like 13-3, and then losing their first playoff game because that's what they do. But it would be a great thing for this city, if nothing else. I think so.
It's like that validation win, kind of. And I see his point. Last year, Dallas week one loser to the Giants, and it's, you know, yeah, the rookie quarterback can't really do it. You wasted a draft pick on a running back. And then they played really well against the Redskins in a game that could have gone either way. Next thing you know, they pick up a couple birdies, and now all of a sudden you look up at the end of the season, what they do is really good.
I got an idea.
Go ahead.
Close your eyes.
All right. Close my eyes.
I'm going to make you really mad for a
second. Close my eyes.
The Redskins beat the Chiefs.
This is. I'm already uncomfortable.
Okay.
Okay.
What's their record now?
3-1. They're 3-1.
Okay. They don't play a game again for how long?
There's a week that's known as the bye, and then they play the following week. So 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks.
Yep.
The Nats sweep the Chicago Cubs.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Why are you doing this?
I want you to think about the Greg and Dave radio program. The Nats division series was dropped in perfectly by the sports gods in the Redskins bye week.
Yes, it was.
So the Redskins play on Monday night and then don't play for 2 weeks. And in those 2 weeks, the Nats have a division series against the Chicago Cubs. We'll be in Chicago for the games at Wrigley Field in games 3 and game 4 of that series. Very exciting time. What if the Redskins are 3-1 while we're in Chicago and the Nats are putting the finishing touches on a series win, getting to their first league championship series in existence, the first conference final appearance by a DC sports team, sans the Caps one cup run since the Redskins were last winning Super Bowls in the early 90s? The Redskins getting ready to play a bad 49ers team, potentially getting to 4-1 as the Nats are getting ready for the NLCS. Open your eyes.
Man.
How do you feel about all that?
I feel like you are Robert De Niro's cat in Meet the Parents. Jinxie Cat over there. That's you. You were Jinxie Cat.
I was trying to follow that.
You
didn't
are
know where
Jinxie
you're going
Cat.
With that.
But I mean, the idea that it's possible.
I was saying, am I drinking milk? Am I getting lost?
How come you don't like cats, tail? Greg? What am I doing? You puff the magic dragon. The idea that that could happen is so splendid and so joyous. Give me a conference final immediately.
DC Sports.
Turn. It's our
Wizards
turn.
Wizards game away from the conference final last year. Mm-hmm. Caps, playoffs every single year, getting ready to start again. The Nats, division series favorites. The Redskins, 2-1. Maybe, just maybe, they play well against the Chiefs.
Just somebody get to a conference final.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Let's get to your calls next. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines open. 800-636-1067. I want to hear from you. How will you feel if the Redskins beat the Chiefs? How will you feel if they lose? You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.